What do you say? Let's do the best of speed jokes right now. You can always call or text the show, 312-981-7200. And we invite you to send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Friday, we pull from the jokes sent in. We randomly select a name. Somebody's about to win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Maybe they'll earn it if they get the most votes. Here's joke of the week number one. My friend just quit his job at BMW. I was really surprised. He gave no indication he was leaving. I didn't know if I was getting that was joke. Yeah. So I wrote to the person that sent it in, and they said, we don't explain them, John. Wait, that's my line. Second time I heard that joke, I thought that's funnier than the first time. Here's joke of the week number two. Isn't it odd that after all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again, they gave the horses a chance? Here's joke of the week number three. I saw my math teacher walking into a bar holding some graph paper and thought, he's plotting something. We only told that joke because we wanted to tell this joke. Recently, we told a joke about a Mobius strip, speaking of math, and Steve Alexander said that we've told enough Mobius strip jokes and that they are no longer just for smarty pants listeners. And so...
The following is no longer a smarty pants joke and has been rated suitable for the general public.
Actually, I find jokes about Mobius strips to be tedious. They tend to go on and on. And we only told that joke so we could tell you this joke. Why did the chicken cross the Mobius strip to be on the same side? And we only told you that joke so we could tell you this joke. Would a contortionist exotic dancer whose act goes on like forever be a Mobius stripper? I wanted to get to that one. And then we had this one. Wait, there's more Mobius strip jokes coming. Oh, good, said no one. Mobius strip walks into a bar, orders a martini. Bartender says, do you want a twist? Oh, wait, never mind. Okay, we're done with those. Hooray, here's joke of the week number eight.
In this scene, Dave Ennett will portray a police emergency operator, and John Williams will star as some kid.
911, what's your emergency?
Hello, officer. I slept in from like midnight until noon.
Okay, and what's the problem?
Exactly. Here's my mom. Tell her that. Well, that was my dad. That was my dad. I'd be lying in bed at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and I would hear my dad complaining to my mom, why are those kids still in bed? We didn't have a job. But I know we could be up mowing the lawn or doing the laundry or exercising. I don't know what we were supposed to be doing. But my dad did not like us sleeping in. That was lazy. All right, where were we? Here's joke of the week number nine. Can anyone remember the chiropractor joke that we once posted? It was about a week back. Here's joke of the week number 10. Last night, a train derailed, releasing. I can't believe we haven't done this joke or a joke like this right by now. 4 years and it's come to this. Anyway, here we go. Last night, a train derailed, releasing tons of X-lax into the water supply. Residents were forced to evacuate. Sorry. Yeah, just trying to make a living here.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's a good way to do it.
Hey, if you've got more X-lax jokes, don't send them. Here's joke of the week number 11. Grammar police say a semicolon broke the law and is going to jail.
For a long time?
Yeah, it was handed two consecutive sentences. Joke of the week number 12. Hey, you know, TikTok would be a great name for a dating app for senior citizens. Ouch. Sorry. It's kind of funny. Joke of the week number 13. Here's a random observation. If you switch just two letters, Fort Lauderdale becomes Fart Louderdale. That's not a joke. Here's final joke of the week. Hey, Dave, I just bought a top-of-the-line hearing aid for $7,000.
What kind is it?
1040. All right. Maybe not our best effort, but you do this for 4 years and see how many good jokes you come up with. Steve, where are you going to go?
I'm going to go with Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty. I mean, think about it. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't... horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty...
Yep.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had to fall.
All the king's horses.
Horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. Well, it sounds like they started with the horses, and then they gave the men a chance. Anyway, thank you, Steve. Dave, joke of the week, please.
I like the idea of the semicolon.
Semicolon broke the law, handed two consecutive sentences. Bobby, where are you going to go this week?
You know, I'm going to go with Fort Lauderdale. As you say, it's not really a joke, but you know, it's kind of a fun word puzzle. I could, you know, I got my pencil here and I can.
How old are you guys?
12. I told you. I'm going to go with TikTok as the name of a dating app for senior citizens. Producer Pete, please.
It was a tough decision for him.
Pete's now. Oh, yeah. Pete's microphone's not working, which is okay. Pete says semicolon.
Hey.
Okay, that's
hey.
Two votes for semicolon.
Great minds think alike.
But not enough of them to give that vote, that joke, the majority. So I'll randomly pull a name here, and we'll give somebody the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.